AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Ukraine and Russia held another round of talks today, even as Russian troops and planes continue to attack Ukraine's cities. At the UN, Ukraine's Serhiy Kislyacha says today has been more of the same.
Cities and villages destroyed to the ground, mass graves, terror against civilians in the occupied territories.
He adds, it has to stop.
Russian troops continue to commit war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine, erasing any difference with their Nazi predecessors 80 years ago.
The White House is considering a visit to Europe by President Biden.
No decision's been made, but officials say the administration's weighing the possibility of having the president meet with European leaders face-to-face. One official says the White House is considering a stop at NATO's Brussels headquarters. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin's heading there this week to speak with fellow alliance defense ministers, which follows an extraordinary meeting of NATO nation foreign ministers earlier this month. Vice President Harris was in Poland and Romania last week, partly to reassure them and other Eastern flank nations about U.S. commitments to their protection. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The State Department's Ned Price says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Chinese officials in Rome.
We are watching very closely the extent to which the PRC, or any other country for that matter, provides any form of support, whether that's material support, whether that's economic support, whether that's financial support, to Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivers a virtual address to Congress Wednesday morning. Police are searching for a gunman who was shot and killed two homeless men and wounded three others in less than 2 weeks in Washington, D.C. and New York City. Police released surveillance photographs of the suspected gunman. The killer's motive, if any, is not known. This is AP News. Police say the father of the three-year-old who shot and killed his mother in a Chicago suburb will face charges.
Dalton Police Chief Robert Collins says, while they're confident that the boy fired the weapon, the gun was the father's responsibility. Collins says the boy was sitting in the back in a car seat when he somehow found the gun and began playing with it. Police add his parents did not know he had the weapon before it fired, striking his 22-year-old mother in the neck. Investigators have already determined that the father legally owned the weapon, but did not have a concealed carry permit he would have needed to have it in the car. That shooting happened Saturday night in a suburb just south of Chicago. I'm Shelley Adler.
The live main evening news program on Russia state television briefly interrupted today by a woman who walked into the studio, denounced Vladimir Putin, and held up a poster against the war in Ukraine. A website that monitors political arrests says the woman worked for the station. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.